There was a natural disaster that was imminent, and it was headed our way, and only a few people knew about it. How much do you think they'd tell us?
They wouldn't.
No. Yeah.
I wouldn't say a goddamn thing, because we would go crazy. We'd wind up looting all the Targets.
That's right.
Yeah.
Target
would
be overrun.
Target and Walmart. Smash
I'm going to Kmart. I'm going to last
yeah,
Kmart.
Starbucks.
Real quick, did you hear what Elon Musk said on the Full Send podcast a few months ago?
What?
So there's Full Send, the Nelk Boys, awesome guys, great podcast. Elon Musk was on there, it's like 4 months ago, has like 15 million views. It's a 3-hour podcast. And at 2 hours and like 53 minutes, they start talking about cataclysms and ice ages. And Elon Musk, this is out of all things that were discussed on the podcast, in my mind, the most interesting part of it all got zero coverage. It's like nobody talked about it, and it's because it's 2 hours and 50 minutes in. But Elon Musk says a couple things within just a few minutes. He says, if you want to go down a deep, deep rabbit hole, look into ice ages and how often they happen. He goes on to say that...
Well, let's listen to this.
Okay.
Listen to
if you read about ice ages.
Yeah. Really? Like
yeah,
what?
Deep rabbit hole on ice ages.
What's so intriguing about them?
The whole Earth has just been through like... The whole Earth is just freezing.
Like I said, this deep rabbit hole on ice ages. Deep rabbit hole.
Where should we
there's
go?
There's so many. I guess,
wait, there's so many what?
Wikipedia or Encyclopedia Britannica.
Give us like a little bit of a tidbit of it. Yeah, why do you love it?
Why do I love it? I mean, I think it's just interesting.
So interesting. That's
that how much Earth's climate has changed. And even where the magnetically, where the poles are, has shifted over time. So... you know, anyway, there's also been times where, in the past, where our galaxy has like collided with another galaxy, that probably threw things for a bit of a loop at the time.
Was there a conspiracy when it comes to ice ages or anything like that, or is
not really? No.
Oh, okay. When was the last ice age? How long ago was that?
Well, we're technically in sort of an ice age right now, although. It depends on what you call an ice age.
What happened to global warming? Wait, but how so? Like, what defines an ice age at that point?
Global warming's like not said, like cool anymore.
It's a deep rabbit hole.
What do you do when you go down a deep rabbit hole, though? Is it YouTube videos, books, or how do you educate yourself on this?
Wikipedia? The internet and books and clicking around the internet, Googling Wikipedia, YouTube, whatever. So Twitter can be interesting. I think there was probably something significant that happened at the in the last ice age, because we don't see any evidence of writing. When I say I'm using ice age in the colloquial term of like when was it very snowy and where the glaciers came down far and where summer was short and winter was very long, and that was about 10,000 years ago. Something happened around that ice age that because we see no writing. Writing before that ice age, and we start to see writing pop up in multiple places on Earth after that, after the most recent colloquially termed ice age. But like I said, there have been times when Earth has been extremely tropical and where it's been a snowball. But these tend to occur over very long periods of time. The global warming thing we're talking about here.
That's about it. Mm. He knows. For such an unbelievably smart individual and as rich and powerful as he is, I look at these topics that we're into, cataclysms, Younger Dryas, lost ancient technology.
Magnetic poles.
The one thing. That's I would like to dive into that.
I watched a video on that this morning. The Adam and Eve video.
The Chan Thomas thing.
Jesus Christ.
That's an interesting one.
How much of that is agreed upon that there could be a time where the magnetic poles actually shift?
So this is science. They say that the last one was like 778,000 years ago and we're like something like 200,000 years overdue. But the Adam and Eve story, the theory of that is that it happens in cycles of 6,500 years, and that it's a 90-degree flip, but 6 days later, or on the seventh day, it corrects itself.
The planet flips,
correct. It's a planet flip, 90-degree, and that because of it, the Earth essentially does a standstill. The sun will basically stay in the same spot, causing heating like we've never experienced, and that the wind and the waters continue with their momentum. Because essentially, the wind travels at approximately 1,000 miles an hour at the equator. So the theory is that when that event happens, it's going to be cataclysmic. And here's the wild thing is that in that document, it says a continental-sized tsunami being 2 miles high. Well, I showed you the Emi-Kusi volcano in Africa in the Sahara, which is at 11,300 feet that has salt as well as evidence of gastropods, sea life.
That's 2 miles high.
Yes. And I'm like, it's just, it would make a lot of sense. Like, if you look at the Bible and involving like revelations and it's saying like
6 days,
6 days on the seventh day, yeah. God rested. In that document, it says 6 days, things start simmering down a bit. And by day seven, things are starting over new.
So what's the science behind this complete reversal of the magnetic poles?
So real quick, this is the part that sets me off about this is that any article you ever read on this, it makes it crystal clear that this will not be apocalyptic. Maybe we'll have we'll potentially have some satellite communication issues that could affect our power grid and telecommunication systems, and that's going to be unfortunate. But don't worry, it's not a doomsday. I'm like, okay, first of all, if the grid goes down, that is doomsday. But number two, they don't know what they're talking about because they claim that the geomagnetic pole shift is because of the interior, whether it's the iron core or whatever it is, the molten core, does a shift, and because of it, that's why the compass will flip. But I'm like, if you look at the nature of earthquakes, some originate in the crust, others originate in the mantle, in the parts that aren't solid. So I'm like, if you're saying that the interior that is molten does a shift, why on earth would you suggest that it wouldn't cause earthquakes or volcanic activity on the surface? So I feel like every article I ever read on geomagnetic pole shifts, they go out of their way to say, don't worry, it's fine. And I'm like, but yet the evidence shows that it's accelerating. Back in just the 1990s, it was traveling the North Pole was transitioning at 10 miles a year. Now it's at 40 or almost 40 miles. It's accelerating. And then the Adam and Eve story, it talks about, actually, no, not the Adam and Eve story. There was a documentary on NOVA years ago that the evidence shows that when they've studied all the other volcanic rock, for prior known pole shifts, because keep in mind, there's hundreds that are known. This has happened throughout millions and millions of years. This is mainstream science. The poles do flip.